This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate overnight passing $9 billion in spending cuts President Trump wanted, including deep reductions to foreign aid, as well as funding for NPR and PBS. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim on the floor before the vote.
Public broadcasting has educated and informed and inspired generations, teaching important lessons to people of all ages and sharing powerful stories, including of our nation's veterans.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt also before the vote.
We are on the precipice in this chamber right now to do something that is rarely done in this town, which is to identify waste, fraud, and abuse and actually do something about it.
President Trump continuing to lash out at his supporters and Democrats who continue calling for all of the Jeffrey Epstein files to be released, the president calling them stupid people. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five other people hurt. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before he died. This is ABC News. A high-profile attorney who investigated Sean Diddy Combs and Jeffrey Epstein has been fired by President Trump. ABC's Dave Packer has more on who she is.
Multiple sources tell ABC News the Justice Department fired a U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York who recently led the prosecution of Sean Combs. While an assistant attorney, she was part of the team that successfully prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell and multiple gang members. But that U.S. attorney's name is Maureen Comey. She's the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey. Sources say President Trump privately vented about having a Comey work in his administration. Dave Packer, ABC News.
PepsiCo reporting better than expected earnings and revenue in the second quarter. Pepsi saying sales in North America have been sluggish, but sales have risen in Latin America and Asia. PepsiCo had lowered its full-year earnings expectations back in April, citing increased costs from tariffs and a pullback in consumer spending. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
Civic Media News is being brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. They are your hometown Chevy dealer. Now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Iron County Sheriff's Office would like you to be aware of an ongoing scam. This is a phone call scam where a caller is representing themselves as being with the, quote, Iron County Police, end quote, and they are asking for money for unpaid bills or fines and threatening arrest. It has even been reported that the caller ID is showing Iron County Police. The Iron County Sheriff's Office would like to assure you that they will never make these calls and that this is a scam. As a general rule, never give out personal credit card or banking information to someone over the phone. Once again, if you receive a phone call from somebody claiming to be with Iron County Police and threatening you with arrest for unpaid bills or fines, remember, this is a scam, and the Iron County Sheriff's Office will never make these calls. Thursday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's Can You Grow It Garden Tours. This is a field trip to visit some local gardens. On July 22nd, meet at the library at 4 p.m. to receive some info and an itinerary. If you have any questions, you can contact the library at 715-339-2868. They hope to see you there for this fun event. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Atlanta, Heathrow, and Dubai all are pretty busy airports. A surprising Wisconsin town joins them this weekend. Lisa Hale reports.
This weekend, lowly Whitman Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin will become the busiest airport in the world. So says EAA Communications Director Dick Napinski.
By Thursday and Friday, you'll notice that there are a lot of airplanes coming in. Then Saturday and Sunday, it's kind of the land rush at that point. And they come in, and that's really when we become the world's busiest airport. Busier than Hartsfield, busier than O'Hare, busier than any place else in the world.
Last year, EAA AirVenture drew a record number of over 686 attendees.
That's an incredibly large number when you think about it, all the logistics that go into it, not only for the camping, but the retail, the traffic. And of course, we've got the third dimension, people landing from the sky at the same time when we become the world's busiest airport. So it is a phenomenon that is an amazing piece of choreography just to put together, not only on that airport, but throughout the community.
And the visitors came from almost 100 different countries.
And if you talk to any pilot, almost any pilot in the world, and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you cannot buy that kind of visibility. It is something that we in the community in the Fox Valley can be very proud of.
EAA Air Venture officially gets underway Monday, July 21st, but campers and planes have already started arriving and getting set up. In Oshkosh, I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Paul Andrew Korob, age 75, of Butternut, passed away on Saturday, July 12th, within Butternut. He is survived by his wife Kathy of Butternut, six children, Rich Padres of Butternut, Tina Donchie of Kimberly, Mark Padres of Park Falls, Deb Baining of Green Bay, Joy Kaler of Oakdale, Minnesota, and Paul Korob of Los Angeles, California. He is also survived by 15 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, his siblings, Adam Korob of Phillips, Peter Korob, David Korob, Caroline Cooley of Park Falls, Edward Korob of Story City, Iowa, Jim Korob of Green Bay, Ken Korob of Dawsonville, Georgia, Art Korob of Two Rivers, and Mike Korob of Hayden, Indiana. He is further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A funeral mass will be offered at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Thursday, July 17th at 11 a.m. Father Saji Pazukathara will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Thursday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice of Paul Andrew Korob, 75.
Dolores Mary Kempf, 99, passed away on July 7th with family by her side, just 40 days short of her 100th birthday. She is survived by her 18 grandchildren, by 34 great-grandchildren, and by 7 great-great-grandchildren. Further survived by her three children, Dolly Rain of Marshfield, by Lenny Kempf of Glidden, and by Tim Kempf of Three Lakes. And further survived by her daughters-in-law. Massive Christian burial to be held at the Most Precious Blood Catholic Church in Glidden. On her 100th birthday, on August 18th, visitation begins at 9:30 a.m. with a mass beginning at 11 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Mary Kempf, age 99. Ruth Mary Pignatari, 92, of Phillips, formerly of Highwood, Illinois, passed away peacefully on Friday, July 12th, surrounded by loving family. Ruth is survived by her five children, Andrew Little of Suamico, Wisconsin, by Dennis of Gurney, Illinois, Jane Harding of Highwood, Illinois, Victor of Grays Lake, Illinois, and Caroline Otto of Kennan. Further survived by 10 grandchildren, by 6 great-grandchildren, by her sisters Helen Krings and Marie Foss, and by her brother John Krell. Funeral Mass for Ruth will be held on Friday, July 18th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation from 10:30 a.m. until the time of the service. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Ruth Mary Pignatari of Phillips. Patricia Ann Yunk-Herdina, age 77, passed away peacefully on June 21st at 12:50 p.m. at Care Partners in Weston, Wisconsin, surrounded by the love of her family. Pat is survived by her sons, Kenneth Kleeman of Fort Atkinson and Michael Kleeman of Wausau, by her beloved grandchildren, and by her mother, Laura Yunk of Park Falls, by siblings, Carol Merton of Park Falls, Ronald Yunk of Park Falls, Mary Schwartz of Iola, Joan Yunk of New Baden, Illinois, Donna Yunk of Superior, and Randall Yunk of Park Falls, as well as many dear aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends, and her husband, Russell Herdina of Wausau. a celebration of life mass for Pat will be held at the Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church located in Wausau on July 25th with visitation from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by a funeral mass. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Yunk Herdina, age 77. This is the funeral notice for Phyllis Ida. Phil is survived by her sons, Reverend Michael Ida and Kurt Ida. She is also survived by her grandchildren, by her sister, Mary Lou Gilgren, and by 8 grandchildren and many nieces and nephews and friends. Visitation for Phil will be held on Friday, July 25th from 12 noon until 1 p.m. at the Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel with a funeral service at 1 p.m. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Phyllis Ida. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. Doris Bing Lucas, 90, died on Sunday, July 13th at Marshfield Hospital in Park Falls. She is survived by 3 children, Jennifer Lucas, Susie Schmidt, and Peter Lucas, further survived by 3 grandchildren and by 8 great-grandchildren. Visitation and Mass will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Saturday, July 26th. Visitation from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mass will be at 11 a.m. with burial at Nola Cemetery immediately following Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Doris Bing Lucas, age 90. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a 1-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brooke Lopez to the Clippers following 7 seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Cooler and less humid today with plenty of sunshine, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Friday, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. Right now, it's 47. 98 Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah. was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything. My first taste of love, bittersweet, the green on the vine. Like strawberry wine. I still remember when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Time to make my move, but I just can't wait no more. Can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before. Got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're singing that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. So bad, girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in my phone. Gotta give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on. Right now, just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet you can't. like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't sit a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want it so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
May all your weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good time, sunshine, and summertime.
98Q Country.
Had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, y'all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on a hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me.
Out of here without him. got a Cabernet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. It's same old Tennessee. 615, bitch, you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again.
Go. You may have seen him at Hodag last weekend. Jordan Davis, single again, 98Q Country. How you doing? Sun's coming out. Just as the morning guy opens, I literally hit the button for the microphone, and the sun, whew, there it is. Yep, that's what 100,000 watts will do for you, baby. We're ready. We're ready. We're exhuming radiation at a level that even the sun respects at 100,000 watts here at 98Q. 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hope you are well on this Thursday, the 17th. Slow down, July. Slow down, month of July, I say. Man, we're getting pretty deep here. The good news, like I mentioned last week, the good news, for me anyway, it's a good news, bad news. When you start to feel summer slipping away, you know, it's just a little bit, just that little bit of, oh my, August and then football and school. When you start to feel summer slipping away, you know that the Packers, Vikings, Bears, that they're, as you slip away, right around the corner of that slippage is, whew, there you go, football. Yeah, your home of the Packers is right here, of course, 98Q Country. But we're still in the midst. We're in the heart of a laid-back summer here, and we want to make you a winner. We're doing a little giveaway here. Well, actually, a pretty big giveaway. We're giving away a free recliner, courtesy of Shawamigan Home Furnishing. It's a $600 value. All you have to do is just pay attention, all right? Like your second-grade school teacher told you several times, would you just pay attention? All right. We have a keyword for you today. We had Lori qualify on Tuesday. We had Roger qualify yesterday. So today we want to get you qualified. And the keyword is nap. N-A-P. Nap. Even that may have been on your second grade spelling bee, the one you didn't pay attention. So now you're going to learn how to spell it. Nap. N-A-P. Three letters. Text that to us right now through the Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q. You'll automatically get an entry in for today's qualifier. Now, all the qualifiers, we're going to have 12 qualifiers plus a 13th bonus qualifier the day of the event. And we're going to give this away on the Friday of Flamborama. This is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Right on stage, someone's going to win a free recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. If you are a daily qualifier, you're going to win something by showing up. We have some other prizes from participating sponsors and stuff. So pretty cool. Laid-back summer giveaway. If you go to the front page of 98QCountry.com, you'll see a really cool laid-back summer giveaway. Learn more. There's a picture of a recliner there. That's not the recliner we're giving away. That is a nice recliner. But, I mean, it's a $600 recliner. That's not the actual photo of the recliner, but I think you'll be all right with it, right? Don't complain too much. It'll be a good one for watching those Packer games on this fall and this winter. I'm watching the British Open. on TV in the studio monitor here this morning, and I told Greg Gunderson, I said, there's never been a point in my life where I've been watching golf on TV and glad that I'm not there golfing. Usually you're watching these beautiful, oh, I'd love to be, oh, look at that, it's wonderful. Beautiful greens and beautiful. A links-style golf course on a cloudy, rainy, wet day is my idea of stay home. I just like to stay home and have a big bowl of stew. It's just miserable out there. It looked like the rain was letting up a little bit. But day one of the British Open is underway, and all the golfers are over there tromping their way through the weeds and trying to stay dry and doing what they got to do there. Big news at the Carnick House. Big news at the Carnick House this morning. The shrew has been detained. For those of you, you know, everybody, at some point, a mouse, the shrew, I don't know why the shrew wants in, but it does. But mice and shrew, that's just part of living in anywhere, I think, anywhere. But especially northern Wisconsin. You're going to have them. And if you don't have them, you're not looking, or you're in denial. One of those few things. But everybody eventually has a mouse in the house, or we haven't had a mouse in our house for, I don't know, year and a half. I mean, it's been a while. Any trace? All of a sudden, a shrew decided it wanted to be part of our family. It's the same size as a mouse. It's just got a little longer snout to it. It's not. When you say, "I've got a shrew," people who aren't familiar with the animals are just like, "Ooh." You know, it sounds bad, right? It does. It really does. But it's just a mouse. It's a mouse with a snout. And they have a little different eating preference. Like maybe even eating other like animals like mice. But we got it. Thanks. No thanks to our 12-year-old, maybe 13, 12, 13-year-old cat Mason, who is more obsessed with just being outside and listening to the birds and sleeping outside. He paid no attention to this thing. I mean, I think literally at night, our cat, the shrew may have just walked right over the cat's tail. At some point, he just kind of looks like, hey, how you doing? So that's where we're at. So we got a cat, but not a mouser, not a shrewer. So the shrew has been, I was gonna use the word detained, the shrew has left the planet. Let's just leave it at that. We had to go that way. A lot of times we like to catch it and then release it in your yard. but this time we went the trap version of it. So the shrew is no longer RIP shrew, as I texted my wife this morning that she may or may not have read already. We have a busy day. We're going to be out at Wheel Way today, broadcasting live, telling you about some great deals out there, 10:30 to 1:30. And for those who have a special place in your heart for butternut, you'll want to listen today. You'll want to listen today because our Civic Media Talk Network is broadcasting live from downtown Butternut, Fanatical Fish and Art Studio and Gallery. Jane Matinair is going to be there from 9 to 11, and then Todd Elbaugh from 2 to 4. So how do you listen to that? It's not going to be here on 98Q. It's going to be on our Civic Media Talk Network, which is a lot of stations, including WBZH.FM, or you can go to the Civic Media app and listen too. To WBZH. There's several stations like the flagship WMDX, but local, the Hayward one, WBZH.FM, good place to listen. They're talking all things butternut in small towns and a few other things too, but you might even hear some familiar voices on there, like Big G and Darla and stuff like that. So 9 to 11 this morning, and then a little break, and then Todd Elbaugh will be on this afternoon from 2 to 4, broadcasting live from Butternut. And Kelly and the folks down at Fanatical Fish and Art Studio and Gallery, they're going to have the prize wheel down there, too, with all kinds of prizes that they're giving away from Butternut and surrounding businesses. So stop by. The wheel will be down there. I'm going to say noon to 4. I asked Darla yesterday, and she kind of said, well, late morning. And so definitely noon to 4. Might be there before that, but definitely noon to 3 or 4. You can spin that wheel and maybe win yourself a fabulous prize and meet the crew down there. We'd love to see you there. 7:35 is your time. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate overnight passing $9 billion in spending cuts President Trump wanted, including deep reductions to foreign aid, as well as funding for NPR and PBS. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim on the floor before the vote.
Public broadcasting has educated and informed and inspired generations, teaching important lessons to people of all ages and sharing powerful stories, including of our nation's veterans.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt also before the vote.
We are on the precipice in this chamber right now to do something that is rarely done in this town, which is to identify waste, fraud, and abuse and actually do something about it.
President Trump continuing to lash out at his supporters and Democrats who continue calling for all of the Jeffrey Epstein files to be released. The president calling them stupid people. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five other people hurt. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before he died. This is ABC News.
The Lac-du-Flambeau Tribal Police Department is pleased to announce that they have found and made contact with Brianne Lynn West Calabrese. She was found safe in Fargo, North Dakota, Wednesday morning. They said Brianne's loved ones are extremely happy that she's been found safe and are thankful to those who helped locate her. Once again, Brianne Lynn West Calabrese has been safely found. Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m., it's Firefest 2025 over in Phillips. This is your opportunity to come out for a family fun event over at the Phillips Fire Hall. This will feature water fights, food, drinks, music, a bounce house, a dunk tank, and raffles. This is free admission, so just stop on by and have a good time. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. over at 164 South Avon Avenue in Phillips. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk even in the summer months. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Everyone at Freeze Firewood hopes that you're enjoying this fabulous summer. They want to remind you that now is the time to get your winter firewood delivered and have the peace of mind knowing that you're prepared when the cooler weather decides to arrive. There's also still time to design your new dream pier and have it installed to enjoy those colorful fall days. Freeze Firewood, right on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin. At 20 before 8 at 7:40, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, it's Thursday. See, usually when Kyle, when you're here every Thursday, it's ingrained in my mind, but now we've taken a few weeks off with summertime.
You thought it was Saturday today.
I had no idea what day it was, but yes, it is Thursday, and once we get into the school year, you'll hear Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, on each Thursday morning, right around this time at 7:40, just updating us on things going on here at the Shawamigan School, and we're in the midst of summer, but we're starting to think a little bit more about the coming year here, Kyle, right?
Yeah, we're starting to get there. You know, it's a circus.
Yeah.
It's a circus.
Literally.
Yeah, we really did have a circus a couple weeks ago at the school.
Culpeper and Merriweather, yeah.
Yeah, out back. So we're beyond that, though. We've gotten, the circus is gone. And we do have a lot of things going on. We are looking, just on the job front, Joel, we're looking for a second shift custodian maintenance employee up at the Glidden campus, or North Campus in Glidden.
All right.
Assistant middle school football coach. Of course, this time of year, too, if anybody's interested in substitute teaching, substitute bus driving, being a substitute paraprofessional classroom aide, please contact our district office and we can get you set up for that.
Okay.
You can find our job information on csdk12.net. And so just a little bit there. Also, this time of year, we are looking for enrollment. So stop into the school offices and get that paperwork done if you're a new family to the area or you're coming over to Shawamigan. As well, if you think you have a child that you think may have exceptional needs, ages 3 years and older, please contact Jessica Falstad, our People Services Director at Shawamigan School District. I want to mention this, Joel. We're doing a little adjusting on our schedule. We pick up students as early as 2 years ago. I think our first bus stop was 5:50 a.m.
Wow.
Ooh. Very early.
Yes.
This past year, I want to say it was more around 6:05. So a little better. We are going to do some schedule adjustments, and we're going to push things back about 10 minutes this year on the start time. It won't affect the end of the day, but we're able to make some adjustments and some tweaks just because trying to get up a kindergarten student at 5 in the morning to get them on a bus, that's a tough proposition.
Yeah.
So we're going to be adjusting those bus pickup times, and that'll adjust drop-off time a little bit. Normally it's been 6:20. We're going to move that back to 6:30. That way we can, some of our youngest kids are on a bus at 6 a.m. and don't get back home until 5 p.m. 5:30 p.m. on a bus. That is a very, very, very long day.
So yes, it is.
We're just trying to do some things there to adjust that.
Okay, so information on that when they register and all that stuff and their bus
we're
schedules.
We're going to be pushing out more information on that, but I thought nice time to start to mention we're making some changes there.
All right, good.
Our gym floors are going to be closed for some resurfacing. The high school gym floor from July 26th through August 17th. And then our middle school gym from July 14th through August 17th, again there as well. We have our parent athlete fall sports meeting coming up. And this is for our fall sports athletes coming up on July 31st. So that's a Thursday coming up at 5:45 p.m. That will be at the high school high school fall athletes.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet the new football coach, Mike Simone, a head teacher here. So he's fired up about the season. So it's kind of cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited. And Michael was previously at apprentice coaching.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me.
You know, we were talking about the circus, Joel. Do you fish?
Not intensely, not a lot, but yeah.
Not as much as you'd like to.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's, everybody would like to fish more.
Yeah.
So, But you could learn how to build a fishing rod.
Okay.
Up at the school.
Oh,
the Rod Builders Guild. Sorry, Rod Builders Guild is coming to the high school from August 8th through the 10th.
All right. And that's headed up by St. Croix, right? They have help with that, yeah.
Okay. So then a couple other things. Open house night for the district is going to be Monday, August 25th. We do have a sixth grade orientation going up at the North Campus on July 20th at 6:30. So coming up this next week. We've got the Schwamigan Parent-Teacher Organization is doing the golf outing this weekend.
We'll be out there,
golf course.
Big G and the boys will be out there hacking it up pretty good.
Yeah, they are looking to put sunshade out up at up over one of the sandbox areas. They're going to get a Gaga pit going. So some different things that they are doing. We also have our summer camp is in full swing. Final announcements, Joel. August 12th, first day of football practice. August 15th, football will be at Owen Withy scrimmage. Mm-hmm. August 18th, cross country and volleyball startup. So we're getting a month away.
Yeah, start thinking about it a little bit. Still summertime, still fishing, still swimming, all that stuff.
Yeah,
all right, Kyle. Thank you so much, Kyle.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Take care. More. Kyle will be back again Tuesdays, Thursdays, or whenever he shows up to update you on Schwamigan School.
What's up? It's Big G from 9AQ Country. I'll be broadcasting live from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin for their Customer Appreciation Day, Friday, July 18th from 11 to 2. Stop by for complimentary food and refreshments and spin the 9AQ Country prize wheel to win Mall of America passes, Brewer tickets, D&D gift certificates, and more. Check out classic cars, meet the awesome crew, and hey, you might even win a bear hug from yours truly, Big G. Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Bar on the Lake is bringing a Civic Media Northwoods Summer Road Tour to downtown Butternut on Thursday, July 17th. Network hosts will be live on the air broadcasting their shows and sharing the history of Butternut on the Civic Media Network. Listen live on a free Civic Media app. Lena's is your dinner destination and title sponsor of the tour, providing lodging and a pontoon ride for the crew. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, weekends at 11:30. Enjoy handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and great nightly specials. Delivery Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Book your stay now at lenasnorthernpines.net.
Save big on everything for your painting projects when you shop at Menards. Pittsburgh's Premier is an interior paint and primer in one that provides excellent all-around performance with a durable finish that's easy to clean. Visit Menards in-store or online today and save big on your next interior painting project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Cooler and less humid today with plenty of sunshine, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Friday, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing, yeah. Junior league parties and having dinner at the country club. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never the Baptist. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery, but he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. You're standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, they're ringing.
Joel here, the morning show, 9 before 8 at 7:51. Our keyword in our laid-back summer giveaway is nap. N-A-P, nap. I always, there's a, always, have you ever had a something stuck in your brain for years and years, and someday you'll act on it, but you haven't yet? I've always had stuck in my brain, I want to write a country song, and the name of the country song is Woke Up Needing a Nap. All right, I think there's something there. I haven't, if you want to write it, go ahead, because I may or may not get to it in my lifetime. So nap is our key word, N-A-P, nap. And get that. Thanks for sharing, Joel. Woke up needing a nap today. If you have those days where you wake up and the first thing you think is, oh man, I don't think I'm going to have time to get a nap in today. So nap is our key word. You get that to us on the Civic Media app, free to put on your Android or iPhone, that Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q and then we'll get you entered in for the daily qualifying. We got Lori qualified. We got Roger qualified. There's going to be 12. And we're going to invite you down to Flamborama Friday, August 1st. Someone's going to win that recliner that day. Everybody's going to win something. We're having a little fun in our laid-back summer giveaway. More details on the contest. There's not too much more than that at 98QCountry.com. News to come just after 8 o'clock. Get you updated on what's going on. The Brewers will be back in action again tomorrow after the All-Star break. We're anxious to get this second half plus of the season going here with the Brewers. Looking good, playing good. So we'll have them for you late tomorrow night out on the left coast taking on the Dodgers.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about giving that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of this month in July. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right, and they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up, 762-2467. I'm again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right, your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Q Country.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
98Q Country.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Play me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another beer. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. The money will slash funding for international aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer voting no.
This is a dark day for America, a dark day for rural Americans, a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. The Boys Are singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News. A bizarre story out of Southern California. We're all